listener production.
Hey, it's Katie Martin with you. A shocking new report into the healthcare gap has found regional Australians die nearly two decades earlier than those in capital cities. According to the Royal Flying Doctors Service, almost 45,000 people in remote and very remote areas have no access to a primary healthcare service within 1 hour's drive. Frank Quinlan from the RFDS says it's impacting life expectancy.
Australians living in rural and remote parts of Australia die up to 16 years earlier.
A second human case of Japanese encephalitis virus confirmed over the weekend in northern Victoria as communities remain on high alert. This person is thought to have been infected early last month after spending time in Balloch Shire and Swan Hill. Remember to cover up with long clothing and mozzie repellent when you're outside. Put on more V-Line services. That's the message to the Victorian government from public transport user groups. The Premier has promised to cut V-Line fares, but the Public Transport Users Association says that'll mean increased demand and the system won't cope. The group's Ben Levitt says the priority is more services, not cheaper fares.
To make sure that there's enough room for people to be able to get on the trains and have a seat, particularly if they're travelling very, very long distances, as is the case for some of the network.
A better idea now of when Mildura residents can return to public spaces post-floods. Council saying they have a much clearer idea of potential timelines for several areas and roads off the back of floods. Almost 60 roads were impacted by the big wet. Caradoc Avenue expected to be open next week. Kiraton Avenue the week after. And Noingee Place and Apex Park are also set to open in 2 weeks' time. Mildura's Timmis Speedway has locked in its first race after learning it needed $500,000 worth of upgrades last year. It's the Australian Sprint Car All-Star Series over Easter weekend. And United's taken out another Emu Valley T20 title from the clutches of Mandurah.